Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help,
to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, an international
call. Hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting Cyanide.
Interface complete.
30 minutes. That's all we got. Goddamn it, 30 minutes. And wow, it's looking a little bare up in here. You know what I'm saying? Looking a little bare up in here. But it's all good, people. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker's unlimited. It's up to 3 tracks. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Cause in 30 minutes, I'm sure we're gonna do what it do. And all this is advertisement for you know who. TrilateralRadio.com. It's going now real big. Happy AfriCon. Yeah, I said it. AfriCon History Month. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what this is, people. Ain't no fucking such thing as no black history. Stop spraying that bullshit around. There's no such thing. Yeah, we still got porn music. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep porn. And that's what it's all about, people. Give you 30 minutes of swing. You know what I'm saying? On this AfriCon history thing. This is so-called the American version of Black History Month. But, you know, if you know me, you know I don't believe in none of that bullshit. It's no such thing as black, people, okay? It's no the color black, you ain't even ever met a black person, okay? You've met a person that might be brown, he might be amaretto, he might be albino, he might be hazelnut brown. But you can go to Africa and you might see a black person. And I mean burnt black to the point, well, goddamn, he looking like my laptop black, okay? But that doesn't describe the people. That just describes a shade of color of a person. And that's why they use the term colored people. Because if you said black people, then you would be looking at me like, well, then you're not black. No, I'm not. I'm Brazilian nut brown. I love using that one. You know what I'm saying? Brazilian nut brown. But it's all good. This is a celebration of AfriCon History Month. You know what I'm saying? And this is, you know, if you read the description of my show, you know, if you didn't know, like some dumbass teens in my hood that I just recently asked, and that's why I put that in the description, that this is Black History Month, then you need to be here. Ask this question to yourself and someone else. What does black history mean to me in the world? Sounds simple, but once you begin critically thinking, your eyes will open to a new reality. For me, it's that black, which does not describe the actual people for the color they are, is absolutely beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Colored folks all around the world do not celebrate what should be called AfriCon History Month, which is the true name for the people of Africa, and not Africa, or Afro. Yes, A-F-R-I-K-A, people, not with the C. Okay, stop defaming somebody's name. You know what I'm saying? You don't call a Chinese person that's from China a Chinese person. You know what I'm saying? A Chinese person. You don't do that. So why do you do that to another person? You know, why would you do that to a group of people that helped form everything that's before you? You know? But we'll get that in a little bit in a minute. Yeah, I said a little bit, like we got a whole 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all want to catch the 2 hours of this whole jump off, I'm coming live to you on www.trilateral. Yeah, I might be spelling too fast. Trilateral Radio, R-A-D-I-O, .com. So T-R-I-L-A-T-E-R. T-R-A-L, radio, all one word, trialoutradio.com. Make sure you go there, sign up, people register. You know what I'm saying? We push registration on this site so you can be a part of, you know, our family. And our family has officially moved. So if you want to continue being a part of the family, you need to go and sign up. You need to register to trilateralradio.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And let me continue on. Color folks around the world do not celebrate what should be called African History Month. And I just want to reiterate that, because all people around the world, I don't care where you at, you know what I'm saying, you should be thanking an African person, because every place you go, we are there. You know, you might have to look in small spots, but we are everywhere. I don't care if it's South Pole to the North Pole, in between to the out between, we are there. So, you know, all that crazy crap that came out with African Americans, Afro Americans, African Americans, whatever the y'all be trying to come up with. You know what I'm saying? It's been concocted to keep the original builders of society in your current world in a state of blindness and confusion, so as they will not return from whence they came or know from whence they came. So all this week, hold on, people. Let me. I gotta finish sending out this text message. All this week, that's what we gonna. Did I even? Uh-oh. Cancel. Damn it. Sorry, people. Sent the message out. That's what we gonna be talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know, so as they will, well, that's what I was going to say so, before I got interrupted with the text message. So as they will not return from which they came or know from which they came. So all this week and the rest of my life, I dedicate to enriching the world as well as myself, all the truth about a great nation and a great people of that nation. Bring your ass, like I always say. Now, the only thing I want to point out with the with African history, because, you know, once you look up the definition of Africa, A-F-R-I-K-A, it'll break you up a whole another meaning. But one thing I found very interesting was the actual Wikipedia for Africa, and it's actually in the African language. So you have to actually, you know, understand some African before you can even sit up there and click on, click on the Wikipedia's version of this translation. You know what I'm saying? Or if you just so happen to have, like I have, a translator. I don't know. I didn't need to do that to people. I sent out a message. Yeah, send out a message, nothing on it. And this is on Wikipedia. Let me translate this real quick. Hold on. See if I can translate it. Translate page. I have to be in damn. Shouts out to Mozilla for having a built-in translator. You know what I'm saying? And but look it up, people. Look up Africa. Look up the word Africa. Oh, it's a beautiful word. Beautiful word. Beautiful word. Fuck it. I'll read to you. Africa. Ni o rile kiji tito bajulo ati toni awan. Inian, Julo, Lagbaye, Leyen, Asia. Meaning is located near Asia. Ini by 30.2 Ekbek Barum kilometers, which is 11.7 million square miles. That's how big Africa is, people. It's 11.7 million square miles. Yeah. So try going across 11 million miles in a motherfucking day and see what happens. But you can go across the whole fucking United States, you know what I'm saying? And shit, a week, you could be on the North Pole to South Pole within a week. You ain't finna do that in Africa. Yeah, it's gonna be going on a little trip. Yeah, and I mean a trip. All right. So, hold on a second. Let's see what we get up here. Fire. Hold on. Let me see this up. Yes, sir. What's up, my brother? I don't even know what the hell message I sent out, people. I don't know. Created a message and don't know what the hell I sent out. Let me send this out to Vice Grip. Blessed love. Which we don't have enough time to really get into what we want to get into. But I'm going to send him this info anyways. Words, numerics. www.trilateralradio.com. 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 You're going to hear this so much, people. Your head's going to explode from information. All right? And that's what's going on now. 12 to 12:30 every day, people. We will be up in here 12 to 12:30 giving you just a tidbit of knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to put on your tongue. I talked to a good friend of mine, shouts out to Vice Grip, who put me on to Marcus Garvey. He says, man, you sound a lot like him, and you really need to really know the one. Who started a lot of this beautiful black power-ism. So what we're going to do, they got an official site. You can go to MarcusGarvey.com, and at the top it says, look for me in the whirlwind. But this is the man that said, man, know thyself. For man to know himself is for him to feel that for him there is no human master. For him, nature is his servant, and whatsoever he wills in nature, that shall be his reward. If he wills to be a pygmy, a serf, or a slave, that he shall be. If he wills to be a real man in possession of things, that he shall be. Let's read more into this, shall we? Yes, we shall. Then he shall be on his own sovereign. When man fails to grasp his authority, he sinks to the level of the lower animals. And whatsoever the real man bids him to do, even as if it were of the lower animals, that much shall he do. If he says go, he goes. If he says come, he comes. By this command, he performs the functions of life, even as by a similar command, the mule or the horse and the cow perform the will of their masters, just like all those animals. So for the last 400 years, the Negro, which is, you know, the name that we've been cursed with, I guess you should say, but the African people has been in a position of being commanded even as the lower animals are controlled. Our race has been without a will, without a purpose of its own all this length of time, people. 400 fucking years. You know, and it's a self-reflection on the current goddamn child support and all this other government motherfucking will give you money bullshit to shut the hell up. And black folks just take that shit and shut the hell up. Man, please. Because of that, we have developed few men who are able to understand the strenuousness of the age in which we live. Where can we find this race of ours, you know, real men? Men of character, men of purpose, men of confidence, men of faith. Men who really know themselves. Well, I have come across so many weaklings who profess to be leaders, and in the test I have found them but the slaves of a nobler class. They perform the will of their masters without question. To me, a man has no master but God. Man in his authority is a sovereign lord. As for the individual man, so of the individual race. This feeling makes man so courageous, so bold, as to make it impossible for his brother to intrude upon his rights. So few of us can understand what it takes to make a man, the man who will never say die, the man who will never give up, the man who will never depend upon others to do for him what he ought to do for himself. See where those words have been taken from, people? The man who will never depend upon others to do for him what he ought to do for himself. Do not, what is the American plagiarism that they stole from this brother right here? Don't ask of your from what your country can do for you. Ask your country what you could do, or whatever the fuck he just lied and said. That's where those fucking plagiarized words are coming from, people. Know thyself. And you will know where a lot of the shit you done heard has just been plucked off of somebody's beautiful words. Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, all these other beautiful black people. But if you don't know, you will never know thyself. This is more reading. Okay, this all comes from MarcusGarvey.com, people. And one day you will reread my words such as this. Because I speak these words every day. And I've never even read this passage right here. And everything that I've read describes me to the T. You know what I'm saying? The man who will not blame God, who will not blame nature, who will not blame fate for his condition, but the man who will go out and make conditions to suit himself. Oh, how disgusting life becomes when on every hand you hear people who bear your image, who bear your resemblance, telling you that they cannot make it, that fate is against them, that they cannot get a chance. If 400 million Africans can only get to know themselves, to know that in them is a sovereign power, is an authority that is absolute, then in the next 24 hours we will have a new fucking race. We will have a nation of our own, an empire resurrected not from the will of others to see us rise, but from our own determination to rise irrespective of what the world thinks. Now, people, I can't, they took my goddamn music off, so I can't give an applause to that. But that deserves the biggest applause since, well, this was way before Martin Luther King was saying any of those positive words. Martin Luther King was even taking some of these words from Marcus Garvey, you know what I'm saying, and using it in some of his speeches, which is no disrespect to the man, you know what I'm saying? And no, we didn't believe in plagiarism back then, you know what I'm saying? The man spoke great words, you know? And some of the words, you know, had the, you know, people want to reiterate in their speech because it was such powerful words. Man, know thyself. Know thyself. Know thyself, know thyself, know thyself. You know, dude sit up there and said, man, you speak like Marcus Garvey because he has strong words and strong opinions. And I always say, you know, there's no such thing there's no such thing as world hunger. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as world hunger, people. It is no fucking such thing as world hunger. And if anybody wants to ever debate me against that, please invite me to your forum, and I will cuss your ass out on your own forum. Or you can come on mine, or you can always call 347-237-5125 as long as this number lasts. And also go to trialhourradio.com, sign up, and hell, we can instant message each other. But one thing one thing you need to know is who you coming up against. You coming up against a person that knows he needs to return to Africa to see the truth. You talking to a person that's going to be returning to Africa to see the truth. You talking to a person that is the light, because I know that I shine and people see my shine even when it's dark. I know this. I know that I'm a mark for death target. And it's not because somebody wants me dead. It's because people in this world, on this planet, certain individuals or certain groups cannot or do not or will not believe the truth. They know it. They understand it. They just don't want to believe it. People know that if there was a creator, you know, They know this planet just wasn't him. They know that the inhabitants of this planet just wasn't placed here. Something happened. Someone, something, some thing has placed everybody here. What we, since the beginning of time, have all just come to one conclusion, that it has to be one supreme being, and we give him the designation as God, Yahweh, all these other kind of names that we, you know, we've placed for identification, you know. But that's so we can all come together in unity and have that one accord, have that one agreement. Yeah, I agree. Okay. So we all won't just keep tearing at each other's throats in the name of religion. Same thing. People, same thing is going on right now. And this is why, you know, I'm every single day, you're going to get 30 minutes, you know, 30 minutes of this, people. All I'm asking you to do, you know, because when I went out into my community and I asked a little young brother, you know what I'm saying, I was like, you know what month this is? And the month, little dude said, no. I said, you know this is Black History Month, right? He was like, I mean, with a straight face, people, with a straight face. No, I didn't know that. People, I want to drive to this man's parents' house and beat their fucking ass. If you get so caught up in your world to the point that you forget yourself from who you are, from your culture, your background, your everything, your purpose of being here, what good are you here? You serve no purpose. None at all. This Black History Month, I'm asking everybody. I'm not talking to black people. You feel me? There's no such thing as a fucking black person. I'm talking to colored people, people of color, all around this beautiful planet. First, to know thyself. You got to start from within. If you don't know you, how you going to figure out who the fuck you supposed to be or want to be or should be? People ask me all the time, why are you going back to Africa? Okay, or where are you going? Because I already know why. Before, I used to say, I don't know why. Now I know why. Because because I'm incomplete here. There's a piece of my puzzle that's missing. You know, I can't progress. I'm here. I've gotten 32 years to the point where I can't progress anymore. I have to leave in order for me to progress to the next level in my own being. You can't live for anybody else. You have to live for yourself, people. Live for yourself. Take care of you. Take care of yourself before you try to take care of anybody else. Because if you can handle it, then anybody else around you can handle it. So, yes, I have to go. I have to leave. I have to leave this continent and go back to my original home. Because once I return, therefore you will have a greater respect for me, and I can tell and bring you a truer story than what is depicted on the televised through a vision that everybody likes to hunker down and watch on a daily basis and believe that these fucking kids have flies flying around them. They're the poorest fucking kids on the planet, and all this other bullshit. You know, they're hungry. They're in a bad way. They're fucked up. But every kind of fucking commercial that you see about Africa, when they want you to come to Africa, when they want their white people to come to Africa, they don't say black people return home. They tell the Jews return to fucking Jerusalem. Yeah, send the Jew home. Send them back to Jerusalem. We need help. What the fuck do we need then? If our people are so-called starving, then that means all people of color need to go back to Africa with your food stamps, your government subsidies, and all this bullshit, and learn how to invest in your own people, because your own people are suffering. And they putting this on your so-called televised television and telling you, hey, you are suffering. So why wouldn't you want to go home and cure your suffering and then return back to this goddamn play world that you're living in? That is what time it is, people. You're going to hear this all the rest of this fucking week, all the rest of this month, because this is African History Month, facts and knowledge. You're going to get some facts and you're going to get some fucking knowledge, whether you like it or not. And majority of you going to wake up. Majority of you going to get that I'm part of the 10,000 that needs to put my $2,000 together so we can all fly back to Africa as a group. You don't see the Jews listening one individual to return one Jew. They're returning a plane full, hundreds of Jews at one time. But why the fuck would you return somebody to a place that they're already in control of both sides? The Jews control the wealth here. We all know that. Everybody knows that. They control the gold, the wealth, and shit like that right now. But they only control it here. They only control it here. So, us as people of color, colored people, all you fake-ass rich so-called call yourself millionaires that don't have no fucking history of your homeland, they ain't used none of that goddamn money in the 30, 40, 50 years you've been on this goddamn planet to go back from whence you came. You are the motherfuckers I'm talking to that need to wake the fuck up and help your people out. All you so-called billionaires that have reached that level and you haven't taken your ass back to Africa and shared none of that wealth, invested in any kind of African products, or any built any homes, or built any businesses, and then brought that revenue and regenerated it over here in the United States. Like all of these goddamn everybody else, Chinese, fucking Japanese, everybody else who come over here and do the same thing, because they have that knowledge, and you have that knowledge, but you're still holding your fucking people down. I'm talking to you. This is AfriCon History Month, Facts and Knowledge. It is time for you all to wake up, step into the paint, start sponsoring some fucking free flights back to Africa, run some goddamn commercials on TV that you have the power to do. Use your power, people. Use your power. Your power is the power of intelligence. Your power is the power of knowledge. Your power that you have to know that you do not belong here. You don't come from here. You do not come from here. You might have been born in this place. That's not your nationality. Even when a Chinese person is born in America, they don't call themselves an American. They still fucking Chinese. They don't even wear the tag Chinese American. I'm Chinese. They don't motherfuckers say I'm a Chinese American. Everybody heard now. I'm a Japanese American. Nobody don't use no fucking titles like that except for the AfriCon people who have been stigmatized with that name. I mean, it's time, people. You ain't got to be a millionaire. You got a couple $100,000 and you ain't been back to Africa. You need to use $10,000 of that money to take your ass back home. Then you can sit up here and argue with me in public, on the radio, off the radio, on TV, or anywhere else. Because until you've done that, you don't know thyself. And that's the true definition of knowing thyself. Returning from whence you came. Until you do that, you're going to stay fucking lost. You're going to stay a goddamn fucking ostrich with his fucking head in the ground. It's your boy Captain Smell So Good, man. You know what I'm saying? Soon to have a enlightened name change. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I hope you all hear the conviction in my voice and feel the seriousness and the urgency of this moment, people. This has been, if you listen to all of the old school records, they've been motherfucking said. It's been time to wake up. Okay, so I guess it's going to take one person, it doesn't take one person, people. It's a group. It takes the family. Without family unity, your whole family will fall, because there's no individuals. There's an I in family, but that's just a letter. There's no individuality in family. It takes a group of people. You're not a family by yourself. You're not a family by yourself. I'm not a family. I'm a family man, because I want to be a part of a woman. I want to be a part of her kids. And that together will create a family. So once we grow old, our kids will have kids, and therefore will turn us into granddads, turn them into uncles and aunts, and build a true bloodline. We have to return, people. It's time to go back home. See y'all tomorrow. Much love. Happy AfriCon History Month.